hit it.
Oh yeah.
All right, let me check on this right now.
Okay, hey, what's up, y'all? Zai, the Great One himself. We're picking up right on the tail end of the previous episode of Stating the Obvious. We saved the file, did the post-processing on that bad boy, went and refilled my beer. Here we are. I, the Great One himself, founder, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSSC.com on the interwebs. 10 years of podcasting. 10 fucking years. I don't even, I have a podcast. I'm on my third episode. Fuck you. 10 years of podcasting in the control room right over there, the lovely and adorable Randy, looking hot, looking cute, looking sexy, because that's what she does, because she's good at it. And she doesn't need motherfucking weird-ass goddamn methods of liposuction, chemical liposuction, to remove the fat from her body, because she eats nutritiously and she fucking exercises. It's not that hard, unless you're an upper-middle-class white girl from North America, in which case you want to go through life being a goddamn parasite on people who work, and you just want to go around fucking feeling sorry for people in Africa, and that's why you want them to be wallowing in their own shit. And you're telling people in Africa that a man, woman should have a husband, and he should do things for the wife, she should stay home and raise kids. But in America, if a woman stays home and raise kids, she's being oppressed, because it's a patriarchy, and fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, because you're a goddamn fucking statist. And if none of that made sense to you, fuck you. Go listen to the previous edition of Stating the Obvious. You'll understand where all of that came from. And if you don't want to fucking do that because you're lazy, then fuck you. It's not my place in this world to fucking spoon feed intellectually lazy people. Right? When you come to this podcast and you listen to something and I tell you, in order to put this in context, you need to go listen to the previous episode, and you don't listen to the previous episode, don't fucking send me comments on YouTube or emails or you didn't make any sense. Fuck you. Fuck you if you're not going to put the effort into digesting all... You don't pick up a fucking book and open it to a random page, read one page, and then whine because it didn't make any fucking sense. This is a body of work. This is a continuum. This is a spectrum. You start at the beginning, you move through the middle, and you get to the end. Except there is no end because Stating the Obvious podcast has been around for 10 fucking years and will be around for 10 more years, providing, of course, the state does not come and murder me because I'm hurting your fucking feelings. At some point, of course, many of the things I talk about here on this podcast will be made illegal, and at some point, probably within the next 10 years, the government will come to kill me for saying the things that I say, because of course, you fucking statists believe in tolerance and diversity and multiculturalism and open-mindedness and freedom of speech, and that's why anybody who is different than you will be made illegal. How dare you have an opinion that's different than mine? I'm open-minded and tolerant. Let's get back to the problems of upper middle-class white women in North America, also known as E. Jean's advice column in Elle magazine. All right, here we go. Dear E. Jean, my husband never compliments me. Never tells me I'm beautiful and hasn't touched me in 4 months. Okay, so first of all... whenever men, like myself, point out that women are attention whores, we're called sexist, homophobic, racist, misogynistic, patriarchal bastards for saying that women are attention whores who want attention. And this woman opens with, my husband never compliments me. Well, let's see, he married you, you have access to all of his money, he lives with you. And remember, you said yes, as we go through and she lists the flaws that this man has. Remember, she agreed to marry him. This is not a Muslim country, you know, Muslims who the left-wing statists fucking adore and defend. The Muslims who rape 14-year-old girls and then stone them to death because they're not virgins. This is not a Muslim country where women are forced to marry men. No. This is the progressive United States of America where women are strong and independent. And they choose the men that they marry. Oh, there goes my voice. This is what happens when I record two episodes right in a row. Women are strong and independent, and they choose the men that they get married to. Holy crap, my, hold on. Yeah, my voice really was. That was rough. All right, I'm better now. I need a cigarette. Remember the old days of cigarette advertising? Have a cigarette. It's smooth. It smooths your lungs, your voice, whatever. And the actors like, I smoke Lucky Strikes because it's good for my voice. Right. Okay. My husband never compliments me. He never feeds my vanity. never tells me I'm beautiful. He never feeds my need for attention whoring. Honey, that's what Facebook is for. Just post your fucking selfies on Facebook, and I'm sure all your beta male Facebook friends will tell you how beautiful you are. Okay. This is a first world upper middle class white girl problem. I need to take this seriously. My husband never compliments me, never tells me I'm beautiful, and he hasn't touched me in 4 months. Remember, honey, you married him. You chose him. Okay. I admit, unless of course your choices were really limited. Maybe you're not beautiful. Here's the thing. Whenever a fucking woman writes into a column and says, I'm beautiful, she should have to send a photo. Right? I love when women say shit like, I'm beautiful. I'm young. I'm attractive. Okay, well, send me a picture. When women write into these kind of columns, they say, I'm doing great in my profession. Really? Okay, let's send me a copy of your tax statements. Let me see your W-2. I admit that I've been hysterical, that I've cried on the floor in a fetal position and been on the verge of a nervous breakdown. But when I bring up the sex issue, he tells me it's because I'm, quote, bitchy and snappy, unquote. He says that he has to, quote, walk on eggshells, unquote, around me because of my PMS. Okay. So suddenly the problem starts to become apparent. You're bitchy. I can't figure out why he doesn't want to fuck somebody who's bitchy and snappy. Of course, again, and I know I'm ragging on women. Let's do some fucking real, actual equal opportunity. Remember, as I said, she chose to marry this man. She made that fucking choice. This is not a Muslim country, right? She was not auctioned off when she was 14 years old. He chose to marry her. If she's bitchy and snappy and PMSing all the time, he chose her. Like, my wife is a bitch. Oh, whose fault is that? Did you date her? Did you continue dating her? Did you ask her to marry you? Did you show up at the wedding? Did you say, I do? Was she a bitch from day one and you didn't notice? Did she become a bitch over time and you didn't notice and you didn't, like, talk to her about this? You didn't communicate? You didn't say, hey, I noticed you seem a little bitchier lately? Or you could use words other than bitchy. You could say stressed out. You could say, it seems like you've got a lot of tension. You know, you could say to her, hey, what's going on? Is there something I need to know about? Never, you just woke up one morning and suddenly she was fucking PMSing, like blood was just shooting out of her cooch, and she had fangs and claws, and she was like ripping the fucking skin off of your face and shooting fucking vaginal blood all over you. I mean, what, you just woke up one morning and this happened? why is it you fucking people out there, and it's a feminist mindset, but the feminist mindset affects men and women alike. It's the femistatist mindset. As I've been saying for a while now, as far as I can tell, the more and more I think about this, the more I research it, the more I philosophize on it, the more I read, the more I mull all of this over and turn over my brain, the more and more feminism and statism, hence my use of the word femistatism, become in-fucking separable. They are true. I honestly believe this. They are inseparable. And this is why I'm still working on this. I'm still trying to work this out. I hinted at this before. I've said in the past that there are no right-wing feminists. Now, I also have come to conclude, though, and this I'm certain about, is that feminism and statism are the same thing. Now, there are right-wing statists. If feminism and statism are the same thing, that means there are right-wing feminists. This is called logic. Those of you who are femistatist don't understand logic, because you can't understand logic, you can't understand math. I talked about this in the podcast where I overheard the girl who said, "I didn't know logic was the dumbest philosophy class." It's like, no, it's not. You're just a stupid bitch. And again, this is why we have things like Obamacare. This is why we have a society in which people think that $16 trillion national debt doesn't matter, that you can just borrow money indefinitely, because people don't have logic skills, they don't have math skills. So this is femistatism, this idea that I am responsible for nothing that happens to me. She chose to marry him, he chose to marry her. She may in fact be, as it says here, bitchy and snappy. Okay, then why did your husband choose to marry a woman who's bitchy and snappy? If she wasn't bitchy and snappy when they got married, what happened that she became bitchy and snappy? Why is he not involved in her life? Why is he married to her but not involved in her emotional well-being and who she is and where she's going and how she's developing on an intellectual, emotional level? Why is he married to this person but not supporting her? And why did she choose to marry a man who would be married to her but not support her? But no, it's not her fault. No, fuck no. This entire thing, I guarantee it's going to be about how it's his fault. And yes, to an extent, again, it is his fault. I guarantee he walked up to her. She did not initiate contact with him. Because the man always has to make the first move. Always. Women do not make the first move. Women go through life. They are passive. They are objects. They are rocks. Women wait for other people to do everything for them. Hashtag he for she. Right? Women can't have equality unless men bring it to them. Women are strong and independent, but they can't go get anything for themselves. Women are strong and independent, but we're going to sit here and wait for men to bring us everything. He walked up to her, he initiated contact with her, he started a conversation with her, he asked her to go out, he asked her to go out again, he asked her to go out again, he stopped seeing other women to see her exclusively, yeah, blah, blah, blah. He is partially to blame, absolutely. And also listen to this, Eugene, exclamation mark. I'm the mother of our three little boys. Great, these people are reproducing. Fan-fucking-tastic. I am intelligent. I am adventurous. And my psychiatrist and I agree that my husband, though reliable, responsible, and a devoted father, doesn't have much empathy. And that I need to be cherished and celebrated. I mean, listen to the fucking sickness here. My husband never compliments me, never tells me I'm beautiful. I'm adventurous. I'm intelligent. My psychiatrist and I agree that he doesn't have empathy and that I need to be cherished and celebrated. Vanity. Vanity, oh vanity. Vanity. Come here, vanity. Let me talk to you, vanity. Vanity. You and I go back a ways. I've been watching you from a distance for a long time, Vanity. And here's what I got to say. Vanity, thy name is woman. The fucking delusion of this stupid fucking cunt. She's intelligent. She wants to be told she's beautiful. She needs to be cherished and celebrated. Her psychiatrist told her so. Remember the days, most of you don't, there was a time when if you went to a psychiatrist, this was something to be ashamed of. There was a time when if you were so fucking broken that you needed a psychiatrist because you didn't have any friends that you could talk to, that you didn't admit this to people. Her psychiatrist told her she needs to be cherished. Because she's a strong and independent woman. She's beautiful. She's intelligent. She's adventurous. Fuck me running, Rachel. Oh, and here we go. Which leads me to my friend. He gives me butterflies. He understands me. I would love to become more than friends. Do I pursue him or just go to a bar and find a lover? Notice the choice. Do I fuck my friend? So my husband, who is financially providing for me, he's paying all of my bills, but he's not worshiping and cherishing me the way my psychiatrist says he should. So, should I have sex with my friend, or should I go to a bar, get drunk, and fuck some random guy? Notice, listen again to the question. Do I pursue him, or just go to a bar and find a lover? She doesn't ask, should I fix my marriage? Should I have not gotten married to this guy in the first place? Should I not have spit out 3 fucking children, knowing that I am unfit to be a parent? Should I get a new psychiatrist who isn't going to tell me that I need to be cherished and that everything is my husband's fault? You know, should I divorce this man and not get child support and alimony since I basically fucked him over? No, none of those questions are raised. The only question is, do I fuck this guy I already know, or do I fuck a stranger at the bar? But great one, why do you hate women? I don't hate women. I hate femistatists. Again, women are such great communicators. They have so much empathy, and they're so caring. And if only women ran the world, everything would be great. So why, if this woman has so much fucking empathy, if she's so intelligent, why can't she solve the fuck? Why can't she talk to her husband? Why can't she stop being a bitchy little shrew who's throwing menstrual blood all over the place and fucking solve the problems within her marriage? Why did she get married in the first place if she's goddamn intelligent? Should I fuck my friend or should I fuck a stranger from the bar? My husband, this is woman. This is why men are checking out. This is why any intelligent man today recognizes that marriage is the stupidest fucking thing he can do in his life. It's dumber than cutting your balls off with a rusty penknife. I'm having problems with my husband. Should I fuck my friend or should I fuck a stranger at the bar? That's feminism. That's femistatism. That is a strong, independent woman. She's so intelligent and adventurous, and she needs to be cherished. Her psychiatrist told her so. Ask E. Jean. Dear E. Jean, this is a new column from the latest issue. By the way, today is still 16th of March, 2015. I didn't do any of the intro stuff because we're just rolling. I don't care. God, G-O-D at C-Y-N-L-I-B-S-O-C.com on the internet. That's where you send your hate mail or your naked pictures if you're a cute and attractive young woman or young man for Randy. Randy likes pictures of naked guys. I mean, she admits, I mean, you like penis, right? I mean, if guys are good looking and they're naked, they're hot, right?
Right, exactly.
Fuck. All right, here we go. And if you're a volleyball girl, volleyball girls, yes. Send me your naked pictures, volleyball girls. Dear Eugene, Clary did a video about this. All right. Yeah, I think my house is intimidating the guys I meet. So Aaron Clary did a video, and I'm pretty sure I've linked to it in a past episode, where he talked about how men are not, because women always think, well, men are intimidated by my college diploma. Men are intimidated by my job. Men are intimidated by how much money I make. Men are intimidated by how tall I am. Girls. The only aspect of you that intimidates men is the fact that you can ruin our lives by accusing us of rape, even though we didn't rape you, or getting married to us. Because, again, that's the man's fault. If you're stupid enough to ask a woman to marry you when she takes half of what you own and destroys your life, yeah, it's kind of like, oh, I stuck my dick inside of a lawnmower. I'm shocked that it got cut off, right? I mean, again, if guys, that's you. That's you, okay? If you marry a woman, don't be surprised when you lose everything you have and your life is destroyed, okay? It's a fucking no-brainer. There was a time when marriage meant something different. Okay, it's the year 2015. If you are getting married today, you're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot, okay? That's entirely on you. I don't think you can hold, just the truth. The idea of holding women responsible, well, you can't hold women responsible for anything because women are never responsible. They're objects, not agents. But if you marry a woman and she fucks you over, like with this previous chick, like when you marry a woman and then her dilemma in life is, does she fuck her friend or does she fuck a stranger at the bar? And you find out she's fucking someone who isn't you, that's entirely your fault. If you marry a woman and you have any expectation other than she will have sex with other people and at some point divorce you and take half of everything you own, you're stupid. You're just stupid. Girls, men are not intimidated by any aspect of who you are other than your ability to falsely accuse them of rape or sexual harassment and get away with it and ruin their lives by having them fired or having them put in prison or whatever. That is the only thing you can do that intimidates a man. That's it. Dear E. Jean, I think my house is intimidating the guys I meet. Fucking Christ. Shut up and spread your legs. I bought it when I was 24. Frugal habits. Right. Yeah. The odds of that one are slim. Frugal habits, along with a well-paying job, hard work, oh, and a small inheritance, helped me pull it off. I love this. And an inheritance. Oh, I worked really hard and I got a good paying job. Oh, yeah, by the way, there's an inheritance as well. It's not a mansion. I acquired a strong sense of design from my mother, and I've put a lot of time into making it stylish and welcoming. Yet intuition tells me that it's putting guys off. So in other words, I have no evidence. I have no objective, empirical evidence that men are intimidated by my house. I just have feelings. feelings. Nothing more than feelings. Feelings in the air, feelings in my wear. Whoops, I messed up the fucking lyrics. Alright, let me try that again. Feelings in the air, feelings everywhere. Would you like to feel my feelings? Yes, should be a singer. Dude, I could be the new Justin Bieber. They look around agape. They say things like, quote, do you rent your furniture, unquote. The reason they're saying that is because they know that you can't afford that shit because it's probably really over the top. They don't know about your inheritance. That's the thing. They know what your job is, and they're like, okay, we can guess about how much money she's making, and then they see this shit, and they're wondering how you can afford all this. They don't know about the inheritance. That's why they're asking you if you're renting your furniture. I'd have thought men, or, well, I don't know. See, like, if I went to a guy's house, and the furniture looked really good, and it was clean, because maybe your furniture is clean, maybe your house is really clean. If I went to a guy's house, and the furniture looked too good, and it was clean, I would think, okay, you must rent this and turn it over every 6 months, and that's why your furniture is not dirty. So maybe you keep a clean house, and so they think, and because again, you know, this is something I've talked about before, is that as humans, we sort of make the assumptions that our worldview is the other people's worldview, right? This is why I say that when people say, well, without the government, everyone would run down the street killing other people and raping and all this other stuff. That's what you would do without a government. And so you take what you would do and you project it on other people. Right? So you're a man, you're a typical man, you walk into a woman's house and it's really spotless clean. You project yourself upon her. You, in your brain process goes something like this. My house would never be this clean unless I paid somebody to come in and clean it for me. And if I exchanged my furniture every 6 months for new furniture or rented furniture or something like that, because otherwise, because that's the only way my house would look this way. So then you take that perspective, that process, and you impose it on the other person. That's something we as humans just naturally do. It's just like we as humans categorize things and we look for patterns. When stuff happens, we try to look for a pattern. What's the pattern behind this? When we see things we haven't encountered before, we attempt to categorize them because that's how our brains work. And we take our processes and we impose those processes on other people. We make assumptions like, well, if I know this, other people must know this. I can do this. This is how I would do this. Therefore, it must be the right way. Therefore, other people should do it this way. I'd have thought men would be overjoyed to find a woman with homemaking skills whose career is advanced enough that she can buy and decorate a house. But no, the men I date are in their late 20s, I'm 27 now, and I never get invited to their place after they see my house. Should I stop having them pick me up here? Wait, aren't you a strong and independent woman? Why are they picking you up? You should be meeting them wherever, and you should be paying for half of dinner. Or, yeah, I hate to imply that a woman could possibly be responsible for anything that happens in her life. Because we all know that women are objects, not agents. Maybe you should fucking up your standards for your dating pool. I mean, again, so you're dating a man, he comes to your house, and not your perceptions and not your intuition, but actual truth. If he has like some mental dysfunction with the fact that you have a house and it looks nice, well, that's a clue you should fucking move on. I mean, God damn it. Considering how much time women spend critiquing and disqualifying men, I don't understand why this is a problem. I honestly don't. without any insults being lobbed at women at all. So you're dating a guy. He comes over. He looks at your ass and goes, oh, this place is too fucking nice and too fucking clean. There's something wrong with you. Boom! That's a big indicator that you stop dating him. You don't do like the previous stupid fucking cunt. You don't fucking keep dating him. You don't marry him. You don't spit out 3 fucking children. Then you discover that you and him aren't getting along, and so you have to write to Eugene and say, hey, Eugene, should I fuck my friend or should I fuck a stranger at the bar? Have some fucking standards, honey. If the man legitimately has problems with the house, with the fact that you have a house and it's got nice furniture in it, fucking move on. And yes, I completely agree. Especially at 27, there ain't a lot of men for you to move on to. Especially because you're trying to date at your age range. I mean, there are not a lot of 27-year-old men out there who are exactly good catches. Most of them are just walking around drooling on themselves at this point. So yeah, you're fucked. Not the good kind of fucked, the bad kind of fucked. Dear Eugene, did I mention that Vanity's name is Woman? Did I mention that? Dear Eugene, I'm starting to see wrinkles. And my boobs are getting saggy. And it makes me sad. Like I'm grieving for my youth. Dude, this is like bad beatnik poetry. I'm not, oh my God. Here we go. I'm starting to see wrinkles. And my boobs are getting saggy. And it makes me sad, like I'm grieving for my youth. My breasts were my pride and joy. I've gained a lot of life experience, but I feel like a crazy woman when I think about what I've lost. The moments I didn't have, the things I didn't do, like date more men, take more chances, have more fun. Do you regret getting older? How do you cope? I can't make this shit up, folks. Yes, you see, girls, there's a thing called the wall. And when you hit it, your titties sag and you get fat. And you're no longer physically attractive. And once you're no longer physically attractive, all those doors that used to open for you because you had titties and a nice ass and you looked cute, all those, they close. The doors are still open, but they're not open for you. This is why it's the wall. Yes, this is why you 37-year-old women out there who think you're going to find a husband and start making babies, you're wrong. How do you cope? You cope by not being a dumb bitch. You cope by not being a feminist. You not cope by wasting the best years of your life when you're young and attractive and men will be attracted to you by just having random hookup sex with any drunk guy at the bar. Welcome to the wall, honey. Welcome to the wall. Her breasts were her pride and joy. She's a strong, independent woman. You know what her pride of her entire life was? Her titties. You women are, you're so strong and independent. You're so intelligent. Her pride and joy of her life was her titties. Oh, vanity. Vanity, vanity, vanity. Shallow, selfish, ignorant, stupid, femistatist, wall-hitting cunts. How are we on time? Perfect. This is going to work out just right. Dear E. Jean, my boyfriend has a crush on Scarlett Johansson. Okay, I know everyone has a celebrity crush, but I don't look anything like her. I'm a brunette, have a boyish figure. I'm kind of flat-chested, actually. Again, with the titties. And women are like, why are men so obsessed with women's titties? Who is it that gets titty jobs? Who is it? I'm flat-chested. My titties were my pride and joy. Oh, yeah, men were so obsessed with titties. Yeah, titty cancer, titty killer titties are coming for you. Yeah, men were really obsessed with titties. You know, men are intimidated by my house. I guarantee you if your titties were fucking awesome, if you put your titties in his face, he won't give a shit about your house. Trust me on this. When we first started dating, things were sparky. But after a year, he says he's stressed out at work and doesn't want to have sex. We used to have sex every day. Lately, it's once every 2 weeks. I agree this is TMI, but it's like he gets off and that's that. Is he suddenly not attracted to me anymore? Why are we fizzing out? Am I just not his type? Is he suddenly not attracted? Well, obviously he's not attracted to you anymore because he's not fucking you every day. He's fucking you once every 2 weeks. So you're strong, you're independent, you're intelligent. Yeah, like a fucking 8-year-old child can see that he's not attracted. Why are we fizzling out? Who fucking knows? Why don't you try asking him? Since you women are such great communicators, and since you're so wonderful at empathy, why don't you talk to him? All of these E-Gene, not all, a large blah, blah, blah. A large percentage of these E-Gene questions are writing in saying, me and my husband are having problems. Why? Well, I don't know. Why don't you fucking talk to your husband? Why don't you talk to your boyfriend? Why don't you fucking ask? If you're such a goddamn great empathetic communicator, if you're so fucking intelligent, if you're so goddamn strong and independent, why don't you fucking ask? Or better yet, why don't you move on? If you ask and he doesn't want to talk about it, then that's an indicator for you to move on to somebody more compatible with you. And yes, again, I acknowledge your dating pool of men who don't suck is fucking tiny. It's tiny. I admit that. But then again, for men, it's you're not a fucking catch either. And not because you're flat-chested and you have a boyish figure and you're a brunette. I like boyish-figured brunettes with flat chest. Personally, I mean, as I mentioned before, I am not a big titty guy. Flat chested chicks, I am fucking down with that, man. I love boyish figured girls with flat chest. It's not even a physical thing, okay? For us men, I'm saying that you're not necessarily a catch either, because you're writing to a fucking columnist asking why your boyfriend doesn't want to fuck you. How the fuck should E. Jean know why your boyfriend doesn't want to? What, is she psychic? How does she know? The only person who knows why your boyfriend doesn't want to fuck you every single day is him. If you had any intelligence, you would figure that out. And if you were strong and independent, you would ask him. Again, we see the constant in our statist society today of going to other people to have your problems solved for you, right? I'm fat. I'm not going to eat right and exercise. I'm going to go to a doctor and have some chemical treatment to remove the fat cells, right? I'm poor. I'm not going to figure out how to create value for other people. I'm going to go to the government and get welfare. I'm having a bad relationship with my boyfriend. I'm not going to go to my boyfriend and talk to him about this and try to figure out what's going wrong with our relationship. I'm going to write an email to a woman who lives on the other side of the country and ask her if she can magically tell me what the problem is. Are we ready? Randy, are we ready for the finale? How are we on time? Perfect! Because it's going to take about 11 minutes to get this one done. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call in the theater business the big finish. This, my friends, is the finale. This is the final scene, the curtain call. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. Dear E. Jean, I apologize for the details I am about to divulge, but I really am very confused. Late last night, I was already in bed asleep. My husband came home and tried to get me to have sex. Oh, the patriarchy. This evil fucking man. He's married to her. He wants to have sex. So first we have my boyfriend doesn't fuck me often enough. Oh my God, crisis. My husband came home and wanted to have sex. Oh my God, crisis. And you'll notice the common thread here is that the men want to have sex or don't want to have sex, and it does not align with what the women want. Remember, anytime you're not pacifying, satisfying, obeying, and bowing to a white woman from North America, that's evil. Evil! I told him no and went back to sleep. I'm not certain how many minutes later it was, but I woke to my husband pulling off my bottoms. I told him to stop, and he told me to shut up.
Patriarchy!
Rape culture! Shut up. Okay. You're in his house. He paid for it. You're in his bed. He paid for it. The bottoms you're wearing, he paid for those. And you agreed to marry him. Yeah. Shut up. Shut up or get out. I told him to stop, and he told me to shut up. At this point, I realized he was drunk. He proceeded to force me to have sex and give him oral, all the while saying denigrating things about me. Okay. Why is this bullshit? Here's why this is bullshit. I'm a man. I have a cock. And I have been drunk. I have no idea how I could get drunk and force a woman to put my dick in her mouth. First of all, when I'm drunk, my dick just fucking lays there. Second of all, when I'm drunk, I have no eye-hand coordination, probably no brain-mouth coordination right now either. How does and remember, women are strong and independent. So you're strong and independent. How does a drunk man force you without a weapon, without an accomplice, without tying you up? How does a drunk man force a strong and independent woman to put his flaccid dick in her mouth? I just love when women, he was drunk and he raped me. You can tell women don't have cocks. Because when a man gets drunk, your cock doesn't work that well. When you're younger, it works a lot better when you're drunk. As you get older, and men for whatever reason, I just admit it. I'm telling you, if I get drunk, my cock becomes worthless. It's a fucking biological fact. Men are like, I could get drunk and I fucked this girl like 7 times. No, you didn't. Bullshit. You say that shit when the girls are around because you think that's impressing them. You say that when the other guys are around because you all tell each other the same lie to inflate your egos. A man who is drunk has a dysfunctional cock. And does she say how old she is? I don't think she mentions anything about her age. If this guy's over 30, his cock is not fucking working when he's drunk. So am I saying that she's lying? Yes. Am I saying she's exaggerating? Yes. Am I saying that she participated in putting the drunk man's cock in her mouth and that she was not forced? Yes. Am I saying she was not raped? No, she was not raped. No, she was not raped. No, she was not raped. She's lying. Here's the deal. I will get drunk. I'm not getting drunk. This is only second beer. I will get drunk. And then you bring me a woman, and while I'm drunk, I will see if I can force her to put my dick in her mouth against her will. If I can force a woman without tying her up, without knocking her unconscious, without having other people hold her down and pull her mouth up, how do you get another person to open their mouth against their will without using some type of physical torture against them? Seriously, how do you do that? I mean that. Walk up to somebody on the street and force them to open their mouth without actually using some kind of physical aggression against them. And again, we say, maybe he did. Well, okay, what? I mean, he's drunk. Does he have a weapon? I mean, what's going on here? I will get drunk, you bring me a woman, and if I can force this woman to put my dick in her mouth, I will give you $1,000 cash. You think I'm fucking around? God. G-O-D, dog spelled backwards, god@cynlibssc.com. You email me, we'll arrange it. I will show up at the place, a fucking 12-pack of beer, and $1,000 in cash. You bring a fucking woman who doesn't want a dick in her mouth. I will drink the fucking 12-pack, and then I will try to put my dick in her mouth. It's not going to happen, people. It does not fucking happen. It does not fucking happen. This bitch willingly opened her mouth and put the dick in it. Oh, does that hurt your fucking feelings? Oh, is that patriarchy? Oh, is that rape culture? Yeah, it is. Fuck you. This went on for, it felt like, hours. Again, I know men will tell you that they were drunk and they fucked for 7 hours. Wrong. Like Richard Pryor said, if you're really fucking, you can fuck for 45 seconds, real serious fucking, and then you need 8 hours of sleep and a bowl of Wheaties. He was drunk. He fucked me for hours. Bullshit. I mean, odds are this woman's a virgin, because anyone who thinks a drunk man can fuck for hours has obviously never had sex with a drunk man. I'm a drunk man, and I've had sex. I'm a man, and I've been drunk, and I've had sex. I can tell you, drunk men do not fuck for hours. I don't give a shit what you saw on TV. I don't give a fuck what you read on Jezebel. I don't give a fuck what you saw on E. Jean. Drunk men do not fuck for hours. Nice try. Nice lie. I tried to push him away, but was afraid he would hurt me with more than just rough sex. Remember, you married him. You're afraid your husband is going to physically harm you? You married him. This is not a Muslim country where 14-year-old girls are raped and then stoned to death for not being virgins and auctioned off. You chose this man as your husband. I have no sympathy. No sympathy. I have no fucking sympathy. You are a strong, independent woman who is great at communicating and having empathy. You need to fucking get your shit together, bitch. After he was done, I lay there and thought, did my husband just rape me? Well, no, he didn't. You willingly opened your mouth. You willingly married him. Shut up. Can I blame it on the alcohol? No, no, you can't. Is counseling something I should even be thinking about? Should I go to a psychiatrist? God forbid. I'm a strong, independent woman. I can't solve my own problems. I don't have any friends to talk to. I need a psychiatrist. That's why this kind of shit is encouraged. Because the psychiatric field medication bullshit people, they make a fucking fortune off of dumb bitches like this. They are going to make so much money off of this woman. Randy, we may go a little bit over. Do not play the closing music. Unless I cue you. This is painful because I love him. Okay, well, if he really did just rape you, why do you love him? Oh, because you're a dumb bitch. I love him, but he raped me. Okay, what are you contributing to this problem? Postscript. I have now had a conversation with him. It did not go. All right, let's for one moment, let's forget that she's a lying cunt. Let's give her some credit. She did talk to him about it, so she says. Unlike all the other dumb cunts who have written into E. Jean going, E. Jean, I don't know why my boyfriend doesn't want to fuck me anymore, and they're not smart enough to talk to their boyfriend. She had a conversation with her husband about what happened. Let's seriously, no bullshit aside, all no smart ass. Let's give the woman credit where the credit is due. I have now had a conversation with him. It did not go at all the way I wanted it to go. Again, she wanted it to go away. She wanted the conversation to go a particular way. That's not having a conversation. When you go into a conversation and have an expectation of it going the way you want it to go, that's not a conversation at all. Other people don't necessarily do what you want them to do. He basically told me, quote, next time it happens, just say you have to go to the bathroom or something, unquote. Next time? Again, am I laughing at her for being a dumb bitch? Am I accusing her of being a liar? Am I saying she didn't get raped? Yes. Yes, yes, and yes. However, again, did she marry this man? She did. And did this man just say to her, next time it happens, just say you have to go to the bathroom or something? That is... Again, I will agree, this man is not a catch. This man is not husband material. This man is not father material. This man's not really necessarily a great guy. She willingly married him. If you women are so fucking intelligent and sensitive and your intuition and your why do you marry all these bastards? You know why you marry these bastards? Because they are alpha males. Because you're attracted to the fact that they are assholes. I am pissed. He said he'd make an effort to remember that I'm his wife, not some stranger. his words. I've written him a letter saying that I will leave him if he forces himself on me again. And now, suddenly, the truth, after all of this, wait for it, folks. After all this, the truth becomes clear. Listen to this next sentence. I was previously in an abusive relationship, and I had no problem walking out. No, honey, you didn't, because you're in another abusive relationship. You just traded one abuser for another. You were in an abusive relationship. Why? Because that's what you're attracted to. You exchanged the one abuser for another abuser, right? Yeah. I like cute girls with boyish figures and smallish tits. And whenever I trade on one off and move to the next one, they're actually all almost tallish girls with slim figures and small tits. You trade what you like for another one that's what you like. You were in an abusive relationship. You did not walk out. You left that one relationship, but you moved to another abusive relationship. Nice try, honey. My career is going well, so you say, and we have no children. I think of Janae Rice. I don't know who that is and don't care. Oh, knocked unconscious and dragged across the elevator floor by football player Ray Rice. And I feel like I am all of a sudden part of the club of wives who give their spouses another chance after being assaulted. Am I, in fact, being very stupid for giving him another chance? I just desperately don't want to be the spouse who gives one more chance. If you don't want to be the spouse who gives one more chance, don't give him one more chance. Again, notice the stupidity here of the upper middle class white woman from North America. Am I being stupid for giving him another chance? I don't want to be the spouse who gives him another chance. Okay, then why are you... Right, I don't want to be fat. Well, then why are you eating the food? I don't want to be wet. Okay, then why are you standing in the shower turning the water on? I don't want to be upstairs. Okay, so then why are you walking up the stairs? I don't want to be the spouse who gives her husband a second chance after he raped her. So why are you giving your husband another chance after he raped you? If you don't want to do it, why are you doing it? It's because you're a fucking dumbass. And because you didn't get raped. Because a drunk man cannot make you open your mouth and put his dick in it. You're living in a fantasy world, honey. Now, normally, I don't read E. Jean's responses to any of these questions. And I don't mean that I don't read them on the podcast. I mean I don't read them at all. I just read the questions. In this case, I had to read the response. And it's the usual thing. You know, it starts off with secure your bank accounts as if she actually has money of her own. Strike the man from your credit cards as if she has credit cards of her own. But then in blah, 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 and E. Jean gets around to the fucking typical feminist shit. This is E. Jean's part of, not the full, part of E. Jean's response to this woman who thinks she's been raped. Alas, unfortunately, the world still believes in an idea as ancient as marriage that rape is what women really deep down want, and that a man has rights over his wife's body. Okay, first of all, many, many women, when confessing their sexual fantasies, admit to rape fantasies. So yes, many women want the experience of being raped. They just also want the safety of not being raped. Second of all, the man has rights over his wife's body. Well, I notice there's no problem with wives having rights over their man's bodies, their husband's bodies. even after the husband's not the husband. It's called alimony. It's called child support. Women all over the United States of America have ownership over men's bodies in the form of welfare, WIC payments, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. All of these wealth transfers are, all of this is women asserting their ownership over men and taking wealth away from those men. And yes, men, you know, there's men on welfare and everything else too. This drunk man proceeded to force me to have sex and give him oral, all the while saying degrading things about me. Well, honey, you married him. This was your choice. You wanted an alpha male. You got an alpha male. And he come home and he fucked you. And now your fucking panties are in a wad. All right, we're moving on. Done with this episode. And we got some good shit for the next one. We're going to continue. I got some... Can't talk. I have a sex survey, which is humorous. And we've got some, quote-unquote, sex studies that are going to ruin Valentine's Day. Yeah, whatever. That's in the upcoming episode of Stating the Obvious. Check it out. The end. There's me dropping shit. All right, I'm out. And I'm going to be filming.